Balfour chose two dog foxes, young and completely in awe and admiration of him. Without telling them too much, he shepherded them away from the marching horde, and they slipped off south and slightly east, away from the main body. Swart was joined by the vixen as they forded a small brook.
"Well, did our big mouth fish take the bait?"
he asked. The vixen scooped up a paw full of water and sipped lightly.
"Hook, line and sinker, Lord. It is like telling a hungry rat babe where cook hid the apple pie."
There was no breeze that night. It started to rain, with a slight rumble of thunder from the west, getting closer. Balefair had travelled hard and fast, the two foxes panting to keep up with him. Completely drenched, they halted on a hill of shale and scree, overlooking the quarry. Lightning crackled from the sky, illuminating the huge pit scooped out of the earth. Wiping rainwater from his eyes, one of the foxes stood back a bit from the edge, saying,
"It looks too scary. I don't like it."
One hard prod from the battle axe haft left him sprawling and nursing aching ribs. The big fox snarled contemptuously.
"I'm not bothered whether you like it or no, laddie buck. Up on your paws now. Look down yonder, ye two. When lightning flashes again, then tell me if you see a big hole in the quarry side."
Thunder boomed and a bolt of lightning cut the wet night sky.
"Hey, there it is, just off the left, see?"
It was clear enough, all three saw it at once. There was a series of small holes, but one larger than the rest stood out like a great dark mouth, gaping wide. Balefair pushed the two young foxes ahead of him.
"Shift yourselves, mates. That's where we're bound."
Still rubbing his ribs, the young fox protested.
"We could do with a lighter touch to see the way."
Balefair's claws dug into neck scruff as he shook the protester.
"Are you daft, laddie? Where's dry wood to be found? Have flint and tinder with me. Do you want me to dry your tail out and set a light to it, eh? Now move yourselves."
The lightning became more frequent, and their descent to the quarry floor was unpleasantly rapid as they skidded and slipped over rain-slicked stone and through patches of wet clay. Muzzle over brush, they landed soaked and dizzy on the quarry floor. Suddenly lit by lightning, the whole place looked unreal. A crater of banded pink and red stone, enveloped by lancing rain. Balefair shouldered his axe, saying,
"Keep those white daggers close. You'll be needing them to dig."
"To dig? What for, Balefair?"
"Ach, never you mind. Come on, we haven't all night."
The whole entrance loomed dark and forbidding, but before either of the foxes could hesitate, Balefair had pushed him inside with his axe shaft. Once in, it was surprisingly dry and silent, and they took a moment to shake and wipe rainwater from their faces and paws.